Letho dropped from the wall top, straight into the waiting paws of a dozen cat guards, who had stolen silently up. He was seized tight with a spear haft forced across his throat. Removing his helmet, Rigu Felis thrust his loathsome face close to the captive.
Ha! So, you're the outlaw they call Shellhound, eh?
Letho bared his teeth at the wildcat, replying defiantly.
Aye, and you're the cat with half a face. I heard a little sparrow did that to you.
The warlord brought the butt of his axe crashing down on the otter's head. Then he strode off, calling to the guards who were holding up the unconscious figure.
Bring him round to the pier, but don't harm him. I want this one alive.
As the guards laid Letho's limp body upon the pier, the warlord snarled at his son.
I captured their leader, the Shellhound, while you were chasing shadows around the bushes.
Still glaring at Petru, the wildcat addressed Scores, ironically.
Make your report, Wheelmark. Did you obey Commander Petru's orders? What exactly took place?
Keeping his eyes to the front, Scott recounted the ambush.
Lord, we only sighted two otters, but they escaped. It was dark in those bushes. We wasn't to know it was Scorket Fleng and eight guards, so we fired on them.
Felis cut him short.
And?
The Wheelmark swallowed hard.
And we slew Fleng and six others, sire. But we was only carrying out orders. Commander Petru said to ambush anything that moved in the bushes.
The warlord moved with astonishing speed, striking the scimitar from Petru's grasp. He knocked the young cat flat, stamping a footpaw down on his chest. Rigu Felis held the single-bladed axe to his son's throat and spat in his face contemptuously.
Fortress commander? Ha! I wouldn't leave you in charge of a greasy cooking pot, you mincing young oaf. Couldn't you see it was another decoy? I knew the otters would try to set their friends free. That's why I went straight to where you should have been, the slave pens. Now I've lost six guards and a scorecat. You deserve to lose your head for such stupidity.
Put up that axe and leave my son alone.
Lady Kaltag had picked up the fallen scimitar and was holding it between the wildcat's shoulder blades. Her voice was frightening in its harsh intensity.
I said, get away from my son, or I swear I'll slay you.
The warlord was forced to obey. He put up his axe and stood to one side, smiling scornfully as he freed Petru.
What a bold warrior the great commander has turned out to be. Does your mother fight all your battles, milkpuss?
Petru scrambled upright, gritting through clenched teeth.
One day I will kill you.
Rigu Felis twirled his battle axe skillfully.
One day, you say? Why not now? Come on, ask your mother to give you that fancy sword back, then stand and face me. You won't get a better chance unless I'm fast asleep, unarmed, and have my back turned to you. Give him his sword.
Without relinquishing the blade, Kaltag berated him.
You would do better facing the real enemy, those otters, instead of trying to take the life of my only living son.
Rigu Felis kicked the unconscious Letho before replying.
You are as foolish as your son. I no longer have to do battle with outlaws. How does the saying go? Chop off the snake's head and you have killed the body? The rebels have no head now. I have their leader in my claws. Believe me, I have my own special plans for the outlaw Shellhound.
This ends Disc 6.